morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 29th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cat Day. This whiskered holiday celebrates feline friends, raises awareness for adoption, and began as a grassroots effort to help shelters with fun events, social media sharing, and volunteer opportunities. Grab a perfect companion, pamper your cat with a treat, and join the playful festivities to celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 2 feet from the south-southwest ground swell. Conditions will shift to fair by late morning, with winds turning onshore at 3 miles per hour. By the afternoon, expect choppy conditions as winds pick up to 7 miles per hour. Current tide is low and will begin rising shortly. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4 foot upgoing mid-tide when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 3.5 feet just after 6:30 a.m., followed by a 3.5 foot low tide at 9:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers a consistent 2 to 3 feet with clean conditions throughout the day. Friday sees a solid increase to 3 to 4+ feet, maintaining clean conditions early before winds shift slightly. Saturday holds similar size, but becomes fair as onshore winds develop, making Friday the standout day for surf this period. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 65 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:08. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 74 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 62 and a gentle southwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 72 and a light southwest breeze up to 5 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Torrey Pines State Natural Reserve will have limited access to visitors starting in November as part of a scheduled construction project. California State Parks announced that portions of the reserve will be closed from November through February of next year. This closure will affect the park road, upper parking lots, and most trails within the main reserve. However, Torrey Pines State Beach, along with the South Beach and North Beach parking lots, will remain open. The project aims to improve utility, accessibility, and the comfort station, including new parking stalls and paved paths for pedestrians. Full access is expected to be restored by March 1st. Now on to sports. Damon Jones, a former NBA player and assistant coach, has found himself at the center of a significant betting scandal. He is accused of leaking inside information to sports bettors using his friendship with LeBron James. Jones was arrested last week as part of a federal investigation into an illegal gambling ring linked to organized crime. Prosecutors allege he sold information before at least 2 Lakers games, including a tip regarding James' injury status. Now, Jones faces serious legal issues, having been advised by prosecutors to refrain from gambling due to his very serious gambling problem. Now on to the World Series. This one didn't go to 18 innings, but it was still a good one. The Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 and tie up the series at 2 apiece. They remain in Los Angeles for Game 5 tonight, with Yespage facing Blake Snell at 8 Eastern on Fox. In local sports, Mexico international Irving "Chucky" Lozano was not included in the game day roster for San Diego FC's first ever Major League Soccer playoff match, following a report of a locker room altercation. Coach Mikey Varas indicated that Lozano could return as soon as next week. The 2-1 home playoff victory against the Portland Timbers on Sunday marked the second consecutive match Lozano was absent from the lineup. More than 30,000 fans filled Snapdragon Stadium to witness the top seed in the Western Conference win the first game in this best-of-three series. Lozano expressed his regret on social media, stating he has taken responsibility for his actions. In top news, food stamp funding is set to run out in a matter of days amid the country's second-longest government shutdown, leaving struggling Americans without financial assistance during a period of higher grocery prices. The United States Department of Agriculture, which operates the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as SNAP, stated that, at this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st. SNAP participants receive an average of about $187 per month. Public policy professor Luke Schaefer warned that many may face tough choices, saying, "Am I going to pay my rent, or am I going to eat this month?" Contingency funding remains available, but the agency claims it cannot use that money for regular benefits. In business news, Sora has lost its App Store crown to Dave's Hot Chicken. This popular app has taken the top spot, ending Sora's impressive weeks-long reign. Since its launch on September 30th, Sora dominated the charts due to its user-friendly AI video generation. However, on Friday, it was dethroned by Dave's Hot Chicken, which is running a promotion for free sliders to celebrate Drake's birthday. This promotion resulted in 343,531 new accounts in a single day. Dave's is not alone in leveraging free offerings. Many quick service chains have succeeded similarly. As digital sales rise, maintaining direct customer relationships becomes increasingly vital. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $113,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $4,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.62. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Scammers are targeting Americans in a clever new debit card scheme. While many believe credit cards are the most targeted payment method, it is actually debit cards that fraudsters pursue the most. A recent Federal Reserve survey indicates a rise in such cases. One bizarre scheme involves victims being told to destroy their debit cards while leaving the chip intact. Scammers then collect these cards using social engineering to obtain PIN numbers and access bank accounts. Consumers are at greater risk of loss with debit cards, as funds are withdrawn immediately upon unauthorized access. To protect yourself, monitor your accounts regularly and avoid sharing sensitive information. And in entertainment news, some people are good at making hit television and streaming shows. Taylor Sheridan is really good at it, as he is the creator of Yellowstone, Landman, and more. That is why it is surprising that he is leaving Paramount, which was counting on him to create more hits for Comcast. Sheridan is arguably the most powerful creator in television and streaming today, generating a reported $2.9 billion in revenue from Yellowstone alone. It is a puzzling decision, especially for Paramount's new owner, David Ellison, who knows the value of a single megastar. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and author, T.S. Eliot. And he said, "The journey, not the arrival, matters as we celebrate the companionship and joy our feline friends bring into our lives." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.